Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
As far as the way Thornton pitched, the first inning felt frustrating and unlucky. He gets the first guy out, James Wood, not easy, gives up a bloop base hit to Curtis Mead, and then, quite frankly, he struck out Andrés Chaparro. But Hayden Singer, who I don't know if he just doesn't have confidence in himself or what, wouldn't challenge pitches that were strikes in the at-bat and sequence to Chaparro. And considering the Mets overall stink on challenges and they have wasted them in such weird moments, I couldn't understand why Hayden Singer was sitting back there not challenging pitches, especially in that Chaparro at-bat, that were clearly strikes. And so it turns into this long at-bat, it turns into a walk, and then C.J. Abrams hits a three-run home run. And it's like, damn, that's how we're going to start this game. We're going to start this game with a bloop hit, a walk that shouldn't have happened, and then, yes, Met killer now, C.J. Abrams, hits a three-run home run. And then you look at the second inning, and again, there's some unluck involved. He issues the walk to Nunez, and then Hayden Singer, as Nunez is trying to steal second base, throws the ball in the center field. Getting back to the bad Met defense we talked about. So instead of a runner on second, one out, the ninth place hitter being up, now it's a runner on third, less than two outs, and it gives Keibert Ruiz room to just poke one up the middle for an RBI single. I thought what Thornton did next was very impressive, though, because he got through the second inning. He pitched a 1-2-3 third. He pitched a 1-2-3 fourth. So very modestly, he retires eight in a row, gets into the fifth inning, and that's when Carlos Mendoza said, 80 pitches, four and a third innings, I'm going to trust my bullpen. I didn't disagree with that because I think with a runner on second and one out in the fifth inning, it's not about pitch count. It's about third time around the batting order. Austin Warren's been really good, so there's a level of trust for him. Let's call it a day with Zach Thornton. And we do have to remind ourselves that the Nationals have scored more runs than any team in the National League, so this is not your papa's Washington Nationals. This is not a limp D offense, as we like to say. What do I think of Zach Thornton's major league debut? I mean, it wasn't horrible. There was some unluck involved. Would I give him another start? Probably. And I would see, can he build on this? Because the options are not great. Not to jump ahead, but we have certainly gotten word that Jonah Tong is going to be called up and is going to, I guess, relieve this rotation slightly by pushing everybody back a day. And I get why they're doing that, considering the bulk of games that they're involved in and giving everybody an extra day. There's nothing wrong with that. But Jonah Tong isn't ready. Jonah Tong has struggled at the minor league level. This isn't a one-off for him. So I guess from that standpoint, it's not really a big deal, because no matter what he does, he likely goes back to AAA to try to continue and develop. Could you give Sean Manaea a spot start? I guess you can, but it shows the lack of confidence they have in him. If I would have told anybody listening to the Rico in late March that Zach Thornton, Jonah Tong, who else? I got to think about all the guys that have made starts. All the guys that I'm probably forgetting in my brain right now. They're all going to make starts for the New York Mets before Sean Manaea. And oh, by the way, Sean Manaea's not hurt. Like, if he was hurt, you'd understand it. But let me see all the guys that have made starts for the New York Mets this season. We have nine guys. We have Zach Thornton. We have Tobias Myers and Waskar Brazoban in opener roles. David Peterson, no surprise. Christian Scott, a little bit of a surprise now in the rotation. Kodai Senga, Clay Holmes, Freddie Peralta, Nolan McClain. And one guy who hasn't made a start yet is Sean Manaea, and he's healthy. That would have been stunning if I would have told you that. But that's a part of the concern I have moving forward, is this rotation is not great. You have confidence in McClain bouncing back. You have confidence in Freddie Peralta. Christian Scott, I think, has shown a lot of potential. And so I do want to run him out there every 5 days and see what I got. And we'll get to David Peterson's outing, but you're talking about 60% of the rotation being a major question. And there's no easy answer. And there's no one walking through that door. Clay Holmes isn't going to be back till August. It's such a big blow, the injury to Clay Holmes. We knew it at the time, but you feel it even more now a couple of days later as you put the pieces back together. And Kodai Senga, he's got to get over the back issue, go to the minor leagues, and pitch well. So overall, 4 1/3 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs from Zach Thornton. Not great, not awful. And then Austin Warren really struggled. I mean, Austin Warren came in and didn't do a good job. He got bailed out when he gave up the base hit to Garcia. And Carson Benn showed off the gun by throwing out Ruiz at the plate. But then he ran into trouble in the sixth inning and allowed a game that was close, even if none of us believed the Met offense was going to come back. But a 4-2 game got the 6-2. They get the 2 runs from Soto in the eighth inning to make it 6-4. And there's Craig Kimbrell pitching parts of a third inning of work. And he gives up a home run to Jacob Young. Two things about that decision, and then we'll get to the offense. I get what Mendy's doing. It goes back to what I said earlier about using Durante the day before. He's trying to save his bullpen in a game he's likely not going to win. At 6-4 in the bottom of the eighth inning, as much as I want to win, you want to win, we all want to win, they're likely not coming back and winning that game. And so the thought is, let me get as many outs as I can from guys who aren't going to affect my bullpen the very next day. So I get going to Craig Kimbrell. I think the problem was he pressed his luck too much. Because Kimbrell got the last 2 outs of the sixth inning, got 3 outs in the seventh inning. You're now asking him in the eighth inning to pitch a third different inning? Tobias Myers was the guy on my mind. Just go to Myers, or I don't think Manaea would have been available, so I can't even include him, but go to somebody else just because it feels like you're pressing your luck. And shockingly, Kimbrell got the first 2 outs, but then gives up the double to Dalen Lyle and gives up the home run to Jacob Young. And at that point, shut the TV off. Any notion of a comeback is dead and gone. But again, it goes back to the offense. Zach Littell has had a terrible season this year. He's given up a million home runs. 5 innings, 2 runs from Zach Littell. You have to do better than that. And there were a couple of missed opportunities in the second inning after the RBI single by Brett Beatty. You had a chance to put a rally together, and Hayden Senger struck out very meekly with 2 on and 2 out. Soto hits the solo home run, which it's amazing how many solo home runs he hits, but when he comes up with nobody on base, what the hell do you want him to do? That's the other aspect of it. Juan Soto, at least in Wednesday's game, came up 4 times. Nobody on base, flied out. Great play. Thought it was going to get out, but Dylan Cruz made a great catch. Solo home run, led off the sixth, foul pop-up, came on with 1 on and 2 out in the eighth, hits a 2-run bomb. So you need guys on base. Otherwise, yeah, you're going to hit solo home runs if you come up a lot with nobody on base. But that was the Met offense. The Met offense was Juan Soto. His solo home run in the third, his 2-run bomb in the eighth inning. You could tell, though, in this game and in this series how locked in Soto is. You just need a little bit more luck because he should have had 3 home runs in that game. Dylan Cruz made a great leaping catch, and I think the win may have contributed to knocking that one down, too. So that loss on Wednesday was, I don't want to say acceptable, but it's understandable, at least the Zach Thornton part. And then the I'm not using my best reliever part. And hey, Austin Warren finally had a bad day. The frustrating part of Wednesday was the offense. Because going back to Tuesday night, they score 5 runs in the first 2 innings. In the next 7 innings, they score 1 run. And then if you combine that with the next 9 innings where they scored 4 runs, you're talking about, let me do the math, 5 runs in 16 innings. Not very good. And again, not against great pitching. Zach Littell had a 6 ERA. And the Mets can't hit him.